Well, good morning.
Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Phyllis. And we're here again Tuesday morning with another wonderful call. For Catherine E. May and myself. Unfortunately, I'm still looking for Catherine. Catherine, if you're on the switchboard somewhere, would you please put your hand up so I can find you? And if you're not Catherine, please, at this moment, do not put your hand up, because we have a lot of people on the switchboard. She probably was detained. I know yesterday she told me that she might be leaving her retreat cabin in Canada and driving back into the city, or maybe into the upper valley of Hudson, where she has her home, and I haven't talked to her since then. So, we are here with a lot of people online. Hi, everybody, and a lot of people listening on their computer, and a lot of people who've called in, and that's wonderful, but we don't have Catherine yet. But what we do have is we have some testimonials that Raynell, who is working with us, was gracious enough to pull out from our Gmail account. And we've set up a Gmail account so that everyone who has been involved in a healing session can write to us and tell us their experience, either healed or not healed, and how they felt during the healing. That would be so important, because Catherine is trying to document everything so that in the future we'll all have a record of how successful we've been. And up to now, it looks like we're pretty successful doing this. The email account for all the new people, or any of you who have forgotten it, is healingforascension@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Also, I'd like to tell you that Raynell Williams, who helped me put these testimonials together in order, is in her own right a numerologist. And for anyone who is interested in finding out more about numerology and the work that Raynell is doing, she can be contacted at raynellw@gmail.com. That's raynellew@gmail.com. Thank you, Raynell. And still, I can't find Catherine. Well, this is certainly going to be a challenge. Maybe I'll just read you one of these testimonials while we're waiting for her to sign in, and I'll give you an idea of some of the successes that some of the people have had. This one is from B. I don't know what location she's from. We have that documented, but it doesn't matter for this morning. And B's been very sick. She's had heart issues. She's had strokes, diabetes. She's had asthma. She's had pulmonary disease, COPD. She's been very sick. She starts by telling us that her healing began on Blog Talk Radio after she came home from the hospital. I am writing to you very humbled and yet getting more excited by the minute and the day. My test started a month ago when I didn't feel any better with anything that I had been doing. After her healing, she writes, she does now still have mild asthma in the upper respiratory, but that's being managed. Her pulmonary disease, which she had for a while, is healed and it's gone. She tells us that her heart is perfect and she's sleeping much better and sleeping more hours. She has gotten signed off from her doctor. In quote, I am healed and in perfect condition. I am significantly healed and uncrippled. I can hardly tell you how thrilled I am. Also, I am grateful to the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you and the volunteer healers, and of course, the other gods and goddesses who have lovingly come to my aid. As it sinks in my heart and mind what has been going on with my healing, I am absolutely in wonderment and filled with gratitude. So, healers, there you are, a testimony that some people would say is unbelievable, but we know it's worked, and it works for a lot of people. That's one. I have two more, but I'm going to save those because I want Catherine to hear them, except I don't know where she is. And if we don't find Catherine fast, we're going to have to postpone this healing because I can handle a lot of things, but I can't handle the healing. If anybody out there can do it, please raise your hand while I continue to look for Catherine, wayward Catherine. Oh, my. Not long ago, her car broke down, and she had a flat tire, and I hope that hasn't happened to her again. But we'll give her a couple more minutes. How's that? We've only been on the air for 2 minutes. We'll give her a couple minutes, and we'll see if she will sign in. Okay. Anybody on the switchboard who has signed in with their phone number, if you have anything to say about a healing that you've had, that you want to have, anything at all, if you'll push one to raise your hand, I'll bring you in, and you can help all of us while we wait for Catherine. We have a lot of people online. Here we go. Here's a 703 number. It's 703, and it ends with 1515. Hi there, 703. This is Phyllis. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hi, Phyllis. This is Phyllis.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Who
Phyllis,
is this?
This is Suzanne.
Oh, you keep breaking up. You say this is, and I can't get your name. Do it again. I can't hear you at all. Your line's
Phyllis.
Open. Yes.
Hi, Phyllis. Can you hear me
who
better
is this?
Now?
Better.
This
who is
Suzette.
This? Hi, Suzette.
This is Suzette.
Hi, Suzette.
Calling from Northern Virginia.
Wonderful. And that's in the United
just
States.
Yeah, well, I'm just outside of Washington.
For all of our world listeners, I think we need to start doing that. They may not know where you are. So what do you want to tell us, Suzette?
We are sitting in a yoga studio called Beloved Yoga in Reston, Virginia, and just wanted to let you, the whole group, know we have started our own circle here in the studio to attach to the healing calls each week.
Oh, that's wonderful. Are you doing this twice a week or once a week?
Right now.
Yeah, we have a healing call on Thursday night also. At
yes,
8 o'clock.
I do that at home with my daughter.
Okay, so you're going to be doing this in your studio on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Wonderful. How many people average do you have?
Right now we have three of us sitting together. We're expecting a fourth. She is coming forward for healing. So I would say we have three healers right now and one to be healed.
That's terrific. And the one to be healed, you know, we're all healers. So you can tell everybody if you would. I mean, just they can perfect their healing by coming and just joining to help.
Yes,
because
we're well aware of that.
Pardon?
Yes, we're aware of that. And everyone is expecting to receive healing as well as give healing.
Yes, yes. No, I said that really mostly for the new listeners on the call. You know, a lot of people think, well, I've never been a healer before, but you know, we all have. We just don't remember it. So I mentioned that for people who might be a little hesitant to come and say, I'm here to heal, because we all can do that. That's what we're doing. We're helping each other. Suzette, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you raised your hand and called in.
Phyllis, one more thing, that knowing, as we've all heard from your son, you've been a healer all your life.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm remembering a lot of things now. And he helps me to do that, just his presence. You know, that's how it works with us, isn't it, Suzette?
Yes, that's right. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for all that you do. I'm going to put you on mute. Is that okay? And I'm going to take another call.
That's fine.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, now we have area code 441 ending. Oh, this is a long number. Maybe this is a Skype number. Hi, you're open and online.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, we can all hear you. Who is this?
Okay, great. This is Claudia in Scotland.
Could you please tell me your name again?
It's Claudia in Scotland.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Oh, hi. We're so glad to have you with us.
Oh, so am I, but obviously maybe it's not going to work today, which is kind of interesting. I was thinking maybe Catherine's ascended for a while.
Well, we don't know that, do we? That would be wonderful. That would just be wonderful. I don't think it's for a while. I think she's planning to go and come back so she can help all of us, and that's what we're waiting for.
But I've heard of people who've ascended into 5D, gone to Hollow Earth, and come back. I think more of these stories are coming up now.
Yes, and have you talked to anyone who's done that?
Yes, there was something.
Personally, have you spoken with anyone?
No, it was third hand through another blog that was posted. Someone who is the brother of Diane Robbins, he got the information from someone who he knows, and he says it sounds totally credible. And having read it, it sounds just like the narration that we got from the person who, Admiral Byrd, who went into Hollow Earth.
Yes. And
so
now, of course,
we're getting there.
Yes, now, of course, not everyone will be going to Hollow Earth. I mean, some people will be going to the healing ship and into the healing chambers.
Right.
You know, we have an opportunity now to heal ourselves to perfection, keep our bodies, and then if we choose to come back and help other people, ones we love, ones we have not met yet, everyone. To help
and
all
I'm,
these
and
people.
I'm thinking maybe Catherine's just trying that out right now.
Well, we don't know that, but I'm gonna keep us open for a little while longer. And I'm glad that you called. Are you on Skype?
Yeah, no, I'm actually calling on the phone because the Skype didn't work in that way. You're not Anne, right?
No, I'm Phyllis. Anne is on the Wednesday night calls.
Okay, I'm not familiar because of the time difference. I wasn't on every call. Okay, I don't want to hold you guys up anymore, but I'll be on my computer listening out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Phyllis.
Yes. Oh, I've already muted you. I'm sorry. Well, thank you for calling. Anybody else want to say anything while you have the opportunity? This doesn't always happen because we're so short of time. Most of the time. So now you have an opportunity to come online and say hello and maybe give a testimony or two or share an experience with us that you've had. I've already shared an experience from Bea and her healing, which was really magnificent. Anybody else? Put your hands up. You can do that by pressing 1 on the telephone. All right, we have somebody in area code 828, ending with 0110. Let me open your line. Hello, and who am I speaking with? 828? 828, ending with 0110.
Can you
online
hear me now?
With Phyllis.
Phyllis,
hello?
Can you hear me? Hello, Phyllis.
Yeah, I have an echo, but that's okay. We'll just ignore that. Okay. Who am I talking to?
This is Chris Clark. How are you today?
Hi, I'm really well, Chris. We're all looking for Catherine, but in the meantime, we're so glad to talk to you. What would you like to share with us?
Yes, ma'am. I have been holding my mother-in-law in my heart in these healing sessions every chance I get, and she's been suffering with leukemia, acute leukemia.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're doing the right thing. The strange part about it is, you know, this tends to, you know, freak some people out. You know, it's kind of new, and it's, you know, I feel it. I understand it. But she has underwent chemotherapy. Then she started refusing treatment. She was signed into hospice. And then hospice said, well, you're not dying, so you got to go. She's actually hanging in there. So I think we're doing a lot of good. You know, it's baby steps. I'm sure you've had some people that have dealt with that before. It's where if you, you know, start talking about spaceships and inner Earth, they go, what? Have you had
I know.
Any,
there are a lot of
reaction?
People who still need to wake up, Chris. And, you know, everybody at this point, I believe everybody at this point is exactly where they need to be. And some people need to wake up slower. It can really be a monumental thing for them if they don't
really
do it in their own time. So
the blessing of it all is that even if, you know, you have loved ones that have ailments, you can still hold them here in these sessions, and we're having success.
For everyone, there are a lot of people who write in and say, okay, I came to a healing, I'm not healed. You know, what happened? Well, I want to tell you, I have cataracts and a lot of, I'm almost 80 years old, and right now I'm working on cataracts and a lot of other things in my body that I won't bore you all with. But it, you know, I've been to every healing. It takes time for some of us. And for the ones who heal instantaneously, I mean, that is just absolutely wonderful. So everybody's different. It does work, but it works differently for all of us. If you if you don't mind now, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold because now we have a lot of hands up and we can have a good conversation going on. So thank you
wonderful.
Very much for calling. And you just listen in and give your mother-in-law, I believe you said, give her our best love. Thank you, Chris. Now I'm opening up area code. Maybe this is Catherine. I'm opening up area code 978, ending with 6450. Hello? Let me get you open. This switchboard's jumping around on me. Hello, 6450.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is this?
My name is Ingrid, and I'm in Massachusetts.
Ingrid. Hi. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I am both a healer and a healee. I won't bore you with the long list, but I have fairly recently been certified in energy healing, and I have a question about respecting free will. I've been very strictly trained that, you know, you do not do energy work, send energy, healing energy to people if you don't have their permission or permission of somebody with a healthcare proxy. So when we go in these healing chambers, we can bring ourselves, but not people we've not asked permission of, right? I just really want clarity on that.
I personally agree with you. I cannot speak for Catherine, but my best instinct tells me that she would agree with you also. Because if you look at it from yourself, would you want somebody to do something to you that you didn't even know was going on? I don't think so.
That's a very good
point, Ingrid.
I'm thoroughly trained to respect boundaries, and I think that is incredibly important. I do it, and I tell people what they're comfortable with, and I don't push on if they're not comfortable. I am very, very grateful. I'm very grateful for the support, and I fit on many of the beds, and I won't talk long because other people want to, but I just sent you all love from my heart.
Thank you, Ingrid. And, you know, the way I feel about this is that if we all of us, could learn to respect other people's boundaries, I think we'd all be ascended by now, because that's such a big issue with people. But we're learning, aren't we, Ingrid? We're learning every day about who we are and how to really be better. So thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, if hooks fit through the phone, I'm sending them to everyone.
Thank you, Ingrid. If it's okay with you now, I'll put you on hold. I'm going to take another call, okay?
And thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming, Ingrid. Thank you very much for supporting us. All right, now we have area code 267 ending with 5220. Let me open your line.
Hi, Taylor.
Okay. Yes, 5220. Who is this?
This is
Hello?
Anne, and I'm in. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
And what is your name, please?
Yes, my name is Anne. I'm in Orland, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Anne. Welcome.
I'm near Philadelphia. Hi, Phyllis. Thank you. Yes, I've been on many of the calls. I wanted to give some testimony. I also do agree with Ingrid about the violation of people's rights, and that is, you know, we're walking a path of non-violation now. And I wanted to thank so many of the healers and the healies for just, you know, creating this wondrous forum. And I wanted to also mention that on the September 4th call, it was a Wednesday night call, with Sananda was there, and I did speak with Sananda, and after I was the last call, and at the end of it, Catherine said that she had tears on her cheeks, and I found it very interesting that the very following day I found out that my youngest sister had died, but we didn't know, but Sananda knew, and I got a message through from her that he had greeted her. So I wondered if those tears had anything to do with the fact of, you know, Sananda's understanding that there was my sister had died, and it was terribly sad for all of us, but whatever. I found that very interesting. There was a lot of tears. I had many as well that I couldn't explain really why they were there. And so
and now
now I understand, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
And
what's
also
the other...
I also have a friend I had placed... this is sort of touching on Ingrid's point, that I had a friend who was suffering from a lung cancer in her right lung, and I asked her permission to put her into the healing groups. And out of the blue, even though she didn't know the day or the time, she called and said she doesn't know why she was calling me, but she was suddenly feeling better. And,
isn't that wonderful? Oh.
So there's that. Yeah, and I also noticed that several things that personally for myself, which, you know, a long list of things, but I've noticed improvements in, you know, arthritis and deep ridges in my fingernails that have completely gone away. And
yeah, these
things
that we've held in our bodies for so long some of the time can't just be healed with one healing. We have to keep coming. Every Tuesday morning at 10 and every Thursday evening at 8, we do healing. We do healing sessions with the Arcturians and Mother, Father, God, and all of the galactic masters. And anyone is welcome to come and help with their energy to heal and also be healed themselves. And for the new people on the line, you don't have to know anything. You don't really have to sign up. You really don't. All you have to do is be here and listen to Catherine, and she guides everyone through the healing. So for those who have never done it before, just come and listen to what she says, and you could go right into the arena and be with everyone else. Well, Anne, I'm going to put you on hold, and is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Only that you sound like you're in your 30s, and so you sound like a young kid. So
well, a couple more healings, and maybe I will be. That's what I have my fingers and toes crossed for, you know, don't we all?
Yes, and I also just would like to put in a request for healing, for financial healing. There's just so many people that need that now, and it's just so hard to, it's like the 11th hour for so many people.
I know. And, you know, I'm feeling that also. But I keep telling myself that this is giving me an opportunity to learn patience, more patience, more patience. I mean, it's something that I've had to learn all my life. And I'm not saying it's not painful, but it's still an opportunity, don't you think?
Boy, you're not kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, as Anne says, you know, we're none of us really. She says it's more about fear than it is about the reality of the situation. And if you hold that to yourself and meditate on it, I think you get all kinds of knowledge about that thought. So with that, Anne, I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
If you don't mind.
Thank you.
And I want to ask everyone who has been on the line to hit 1 on your keyboard to put your hands down so I'll be less confused about who I've talked to and who I haven't. 6450, would you put your hand down? I think I've talked to you. If I haven't, keep your hand up and I'll get to you. All right. This is 828-0110. Let's see who this is. This might be Catherine. Is this you? Hello? 0110? 828-0110? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Well, would you guys like me to read another testimony? I'm going to do that. And this is from Hubert, who is in Arizona in the United States. He sent medical results. And I was fortunate enough to be able to ask Dr. Mark to interpret this medical jargon. And he put all this into easy-to-understand English for me and also for you. So thank you very much, Dr. Mark. Okay, here we go. Before his healing, Hubert had, well, he had heart disease, and he had two stents inserted, one in 2000 and one in 2002. Unfortunately, both of them malfunctioned. Okay, let me see here. Both of them malfunctioned, so that means, of course, they're not working anymore. In July of 2009, he had an isotope test, and that isotope test showed a 47% decline in his heart function. I'm sorry. The one before that, he had one before that, and it showed a decline in his heart function of 38%, and then he had another one a while later, and that produced a 47% decline in his heart function. So Hubert wasn't feeling too well. Based on these serious results, he wrote that he agreed to allow the doctors to perform a cardiac catheterization. But he decided to intentionally delay these tests to allow him time to participate in the healing sessions. Okay, guys, listen to this miracle. He did a healing, and then on September the 10th of 2013, he had his cardiac catheterization test. He attached the results, and thanks to Dr. Mark, I can clearly tell you what they said. Both of the old stents are still shut down, yet the heart is working around them. The heart is producing, let's see. All right, I won't go into that. That's
full arrhythmic.
What is that?
Full arrhythmic production.
All right, the heart is producing full arrhythmic production. That's pretty clear. Thank you, Mark. The cardiologist stated that this is a quite normal heart performance, and no further remedy is needed. Hubert said, "I could not believe my ears. I am so happy and thankful to you and the team up there. I cannot even express this in words. I remain the healer and, to be assisted by your team, the healing crew, I am eternally grateful to all that is. Love to you all. I want to thank you and the volunteer healers, and of course the other gods and goddesses who have lovingly come to my aid. Is that not wonderful? I think that's a miracle, and those miracles are happening every day. Well, folks, I think, unfortunately, that we're going to have to bring this call to an end. Catherine is not with us. I do not have the capacity to begin the healing. I need really at this time to apologize to the Arcturians who are there standing by with everybody. But, of course, I can't help them with this at this point in my existence. So we're going to have to say goodbye for now. And please bear with us and join us on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, same station, where we will do a healing, and we will have Catherine with us. Mark would like to speak before we close the call. Here you go, Mark.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Mark, and I just want to profusely thank every healer that has participated in the healing of everyone. It's not just Catherine. It's not just Sananda. It's not just the Arcturians. It's all of you that together send your energy and your love. I never said this, but my thorough medical training was in England. And before my strokes, I was a doctor to the royal family. And so I thought that I knew everything about medicine. And until these healing calls, I learned that I knew little to nothing. So thank you all. And here's Phyllis.
Okay. With that, we're going to close the call. I'm going to put on a favorite song of Catherine's. It's Archangels in the Snow. And this was written by John Marmora. I hope I pronounced that correctly. This song was written for Catherine's brother when he was...
It was after midnight, moonlight on the snow. Poetic in its beauty, sadness in your soul. My Thank you.